Nestlé exposed extracting water from Canadian towns on expired permits. The Aegis Alliance. Nestlé, the largest bottled water producer in the world, is now exposed for their actions in Canada of sourcing water with expired permits. This has outraged some, including environmentalists. The Canadian government is allowing Nestlé to continue to capitalize on public resources and contribute to massive amounts of pollution from plastic. Nestlé defended itself by stating the corporation gives donations in the tens of thousands of dollars to cities and towns right where there are bottling factories and wells. They also blame the government of Ontario for making complicated changes to the guidelines of water management. Nestlé is making amendments to its permit presently for taking water applications in order to comply with new technical workings and aspects. Nestlé has a history of bottling water on expired permits, most notably in California, in the United States that has a recent history of drought conditions. As of 2015, Nestlé had been bottling water in California on expired permits for 27 years. Meanwhile, however, this same corporation is pumping out 1.32 million gallons of groundwater day to day from locations such as Ontario towns Erin and Aberfoyle, oftentimes faster than the aquifers are able to be replenished. Although Nestlé Aberfoyle and Erin permits have expired, they are deemed to stay in force and operations can continue till the ministry tends to make a selection on the renewal application. Gary Wheeler, an Ontario government spokesperson, told Vice News. Sand River, Ontario, Canada. Residents have a demand for the Canadian government to impose larger taxes on bigger firms and make much further work in safeguarding all natural resources. They're also concerned the want for water is increasing along with the population growth. They've referred to droughts that not too long ago hit places in these areas. It's a classic conflict of the demands of the handful of outweighing the demands of the quite a few. Mike Nagy mentioned, who is an activist and small business consultant with Wellington Water Watchers. Even though a solution to the current issue could be years away, the Government of Canada has been making moves in holding larger firms accountable for the resources they're extracting. In 2016, Ontario massively increased the price for corporations such as Nestlé to extract the groundwater. Previously, this was under $4 per 1 million liters. The price has now been raised to $503.71. Gary Wheeler said, "This new charge is anticipated to recover an important portion of the province's expenses of managing groundwater taken by water bottlers, like supporting scientific study, policies, outreach and compliance." Crystal Falls, Ontario, Canada. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.